Under current law, Baltimore County lets developers build homes and apartments close to crowded schools. Some school advocates and officials say the deck is stacked in favor of developers, and they're looking to reshuffle it. WYPR's John Lee has more.
The county code says a developer cannot build in a school's district if that school is crowded. But there is a big loophole. If there's room in an adjacent school district, then the developer can go ahead and build. The idea is that the school board will then change school boundaries, switching kids from the crowded school affected by the new development to the school that has room. One problem, according to Delaney High School PTA Vice President Yara Sheikh.
In the history of my education advocacy, over a dozen years, this has never happened.
So the development gets the green light, the students stay put, and the crowded school gets more packed. At a recent school board committee meeting, board member Lily Rowe said developers often blame the school system for not fixing what she says is the mess the developers are creating.
Basically, a law that was made to restrict development in a way that protects school capacity, or at least makes development keep pace with school capacity, is actually worded in such a way that's contributing to the overcrowding of our school system.
Rowe's favorite example of this is on the east side. Sparrows Point and Dundalk High Schools are both crowded, but development is allowed because Chesapeake High School is considered an adjacent school district and has room. But Chesapeake High is across Back River from the other two schools, and there's no bridge.
To get kids over there, you would have to drive through three different high school zones. So why is it adjacent?
Changing school boundaries is often controversial and politically charged. But Lori Graff, chief executive officer for the Maryland Building Industry Association, says the school board should do it more often. Graff says development means more taxes paid and more money available for, among other things, school construction.
There's an old adage that if you're not a growing county or a dying county, you do need some growth. There has to be a balancing act.
But Graff says, as far as she knows, no other locality in Maryland has anything similar to Baltimore County's adjacent school statute. Jeff Mayhew, deputy director of planning for Baltimore County, says he can't recall an instance where the department recommended denying a proposed development because the closest school was already packed. Mayhew says moving students from one school to another is one of the least expensive ways to deal with the problem.
Rather than spending capital infrastructure dollars to build additional seats.
But the planning department does not check later to see if the redistricting actually happened. Republican Councilman David Marks says the county's most crowded high school, Towson High, in his district, it's at nearly 130% capacity. He says the current system is broken because the county government is fragmented.
The county council has control over land use and zoning. The county executive helps with the funding through the budget, but the school board ultimately is the one that controls the lines.
Mark says current law does favor developers, and he plans to draft legislation to address that. Schools advocate Yara Sheikh says last year's passage of an impact fee on developers indicates that some county council members want to change the influence developers have.
I think getting rid of the loopholes by the county council would be a clear indication that things for development are going to be more stringent, more thoughtful, and more strategic moving forward.
Marks pushed the impact fee through the council, but it was not easy. He expects any future legislation dealing with developers also will be a tough vote. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.